to have beer chugging contests, and the students would participate. Everybody, and actually there's a girl that used to always win it. And so that stuff you would never do, and that would be held on campus. It would be in the room in Loyola, in the theater style room. The students would have a chugging contest there. And even in an orientation, they would have tequila tosses. I mean, it was just a different environment then. And like every Friday night, there'd be a bash in the gym, and the lineups would be huge for the kids to try to get in. So yeah, there were lots of memories, and they certainly were fun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
What was it like to be inducted in the St. Mary's Hall of Fame?
Well, that was fun too, because there were so few women. Elizabeth Charrette was the first one to be inducted, and then I was the second one. I enjoyed it. I think probably maybe before I went in, there should have been some female athletes, but that was changed last year. Diane Chasson was inducted, but we do have to get more female athletes involved. But with the Hall of Fame committee, this applies to both men and women. You need people have to be nominated to be considered. So we have to encourage more women to nominate more women athletes, so we start to get more people into the hall. But yeah, it is kind of nice to go into the tower and look at all the people on the wall and realize that I'm one of that group. Yeah, that's neat.
What are people's reactions when they see the Hall of Fame visitors?
Oh, people are very, very positive. And over the years, when athletes come back and you take them a little walk and show them, they think it's very, very impressive. And all the pictures bring back memories as well. And so there's a combination of the fact they're very impressed with how professional it is, but then the memories that when they look at the different people in the pictures or on some of the pictures that we have on the wall. It's very good.
You mentioned a bit about the tower before, but how do you think that's impacted sports at St. Mary?
Oh, that's had a big impact. I guess I'm trying to think of the right word. For recruiting, it's amazing how much easier it is to recruit if you have a facility to show, like the tower. The gymnasium used to be where the current computer labs are in the main building. So to take an athlete to show them your facilities, you'd have to walk them down this dingy steps into this gymnasium under the church. And if there was something going on in the church, we weren't allowed to use the gym. But really, the facilities are very helpful for recruiting. The locker rooms, the weight room, the gymnasium itself, everything has really been positive in terms of recruiting athletes, and then as well as recruiting them, training them. We didn't even have a weight room when I started, but then neither did other universities. It was probably in the mid-70s that people started to bring in and set up weight rooms.
Just going back to your coaching days a bit, did you have a motto or values or anything that you tried to instill in your athletes?
Well, I was very competitive. I hated to lose. I think we went in with the idea that we wanted to win. Like, I'm not a believer that if you play your best, that's okay. I do believe that, but I still think you have to set out to win, and that the main idea of competing is to win a game. So I think that I try to encourage people to win and to succeed, and not to say, oh, I tried my hardest, that's okay. So it seems a long time ago since I coached. I also was always pleased with the students that would go out and practice on their own and work at it on their own. So if you could encourage people that they had to do more than just attend practices, when you would see the results of the students that worked on it on their own, that was always positive too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would also say that I like to stress that everybody was part of the team. I'll look at some pictures.
Okay. Well, this I wanted to pull out just about the cheerleading team that you inspired.
I didn't really.
That's what it says in the book.
I'd have to read that. I know how I inspired it. And what happened, to be honest, this Pat Worsley was going to be a student at St. Mary's, and I think her father had played football with Bob Hayes. So when Pat Worsley was coming down to have a look at St. Mary's, I was asked to take her around. So when we were walking around and introducing her to people, she told me that she would like to be a cheerleader, and had been a cheerleader, and was interested in getting involved. So if I was involved, that would be probably more through her than through me. But that's funny, because I've never been a fan of cheerleaders. I've always thought that girls would prefer them to be involved in a sport themselves than to be cheering another sport. So I never ever realized that was written in there. I don't think it's really accurate.
Okay.
I'd say it was more Pat Worsley. Now, there had been some there before, but she would have been the person that really pushed and wanted to have cheerleaders, and probably worked with Brian Heaney.
That's you funny. Can look to that if you
want.
I can see some pictures of
field on that. All right. So this is our first team. Actually, Leslie Simpson was just in town visiting and dropped by to see me. These are the two girls, Susan and Kim, that I mentioned. Yeah. And all these girls, one, two, three, had played for me in high school. Okay. That's kind of neat. And this was Nancy Tokarek, who ended up coaching Dalhousie, but must have been watching her sister play. Yeah. I remember that, the crazy kids wanting to do that. And the uniforms.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
The change in women's basketball. When sort of the uniforms, the rules, did you play under the women's rules at all?
No, not at St. Mary's. By the time St. Mary's introduced basketball, we were playing full men's rules. My last year in high school, which was 1966, was the last year that what we call girls' rules were played. When I went to university in 1966 was the first fall that everybody played men's basketball.
Okay.
That's when it was changed. But now you would never see girls wearing these tunics. Now these tunics we had specially made, and that was what people wore in those days. And then when we first started, we weren't called, we were the Huskies. Like, we were unique that we weren't the Huskyettes. But somewhere in the first or second year, someone suggested we become the Belles of St. Mary's, like the B-E-L-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say it might have even been this game. I walked in the gym and they were playing this song for the warm-up, and it was Bing Crosby singing the Belles of St. Mary's. And I could hear all these jingle bells, and they had bells tied in their shoes. So that was kind of a humorous thing. So we were never really called the Belles very much until the field hockey team of 78, when Joni Selig played for us, and Joni liked the name the Belles, so we kind of became the Belles for that year and a couple years after, and then probably in the 80s we went back to being the Huskies. Yeah. See, and these people are all still friends today of each other and offline, so it's kind of neat.
So do you find that women who come to St. Mary's now, do they still play field hockey and basketball, or have they branched off in their own?
Actually, it's almost come full circle. For a while there, you weren't able to play both.
Mm-hmm.
You had to make a commitment, because the seasons all start so early. But now we found in the last couple of years, sometimes we can recruit some of the better athletes by giving them the opportunity to play two sports. So on women's ice hockey, Sarah White, who was the rookie of the year, actually I think in women's hockey and women's field hockey, chose St. Mary's because she was able to play on both sports. So sometimes now that's a method to recruit that other schools don't have, because not every school will let them do that. This is fun to look through these.
It jogs yeah. your memory.
Yeah, but I have to say that needs to be corrected. I was not an inspirer of field hockey, of cheerleading.
No. So I've asked all my questions. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything that you wanted to share that I didn't ask you about?
Well, that just looking at some of the pictures reminds you of some of the things. Like the ballast, that was always a fun story. And some of the people I haven't seen or thought about for a while, Neela McCabe. So this year was 74-75. So this is the first year we were varsity, and you can see we finished third in the league. Which was really pretty impressive for our first year in the varsity league.
Well, when did you stop wearing the tunic?
Never when I coached. Always when I coached. No, I'm wrong. We stopped wearing the tunics probably in the next year, 75, 76. We switched to tops and bottoms, shorts and tops.
They look like tennis players.
Well, that's right, and as a fit that they were tennis uniforms that the other team has on, even as a teacher, that's what I would wear to coach. Then probably by the mid 70s, everybody start wearing sweats, even to coach. So yeah, this was the first year of competition, and we finished third, which was really pretty exciting. No, I had a great good time over the 30 years. I can't believe it's 30 years. And as I said, probably the reason I've enjoyed it is that I've done something different probably every 10 years.
So. Great. I guess I'll turn it over.
Yeah. Debbie Woodford. And we did have a women's ice hockey team, which people didn't realize in 74-75, but it was a club team. And Debbie Woodford had a lot to do with organizing it. And Debbie was also the secretary in the Department of Athletics and Recreation. And she did everything at that time. She ran the sports information. She did all our brochures, all our publications. She was the secretary for all the department. And she was a pretty amazing person. Yeah, so it's kind of fun to, so for people think that we just started women's hockey, but we did have a team in the 70s. I guess that's really the only other thing that I would add.
Let's turn that off, please.